This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In about 6 hours, the Federal Reserve could make its long-awaited move on interest rates, raising them for the first time since 2006. The Fed chair, Janet Yellen, is hoping its rate will get to something like maybe 3.5% or 4% by 2018, if developments in the economy allow it. You can be forgiven for not being able to remember what 4% short-term interest rates feel like, so let's go back to 1994, another period when the U.S. was coming out of recession, rates had been low, and then went up to 4%. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein will be our guide into the time machine.
Like any year, there were moments to savor in 1994. Nelson Mandela was elected president in South Africa. Justin Bieber was born. The Simpsons celebrated a milestone.
The Simpsons' 100th episode celebration continues.
There was stuff to lament, too. Major League Baseball went on strike, ice skater Nancy Kerrigan was jumped in Detroit, Justin Bieber was born, and interest rates were climbing fast.
In January of 1994, the interest rate was about 3%. By January of 1995, it was 5.5%.
Anil Kashyap is an economist at the University of Chicago. Kashyap says to really feel the impact of an interest rate, you've got to know the rate of inflation, too.
We usually think that your wages move more or less in line with what inflation is. We want to figure out, you know, how much do you really have to come up with to cover the interest costs.
In 94, Kashyap says wages and inflation were working in tandem enough so most of us could come up with the money for a car payment or the mortgage if you had a job. While most of us remember the mid-90s as a time of economic prosperity, the unemployment rate was 6.1% in January of 94.
Yeah, it's easier to find a job today.
But AEI economist Michael Strain says there's a huge caveat.
With hindsight, we know that the economy in the 90s was really ripping. You know, right now we know that the economy's not really ripping.
Given that context, Strain says 94 was probably a better time to get a job than 2015. And that is the lesson to us all as we try to compare this historic moment of interest rates inching up to any other time. Economic conditions and how we experience them ultimately depend a lot on our immediate past and our unknowable future. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.